Throughout history, mankind has been stripped of his freedom, fought bloody wars to regain its illusion, only to lose it due to his apathetic comfort, to again spill his best blood to reacquire its silver lining amid the fleeting concerns of the masses. Tyrants throughout history strip mine freedom and chip away at its foundation, one ice pick jab at a time, one after another, until he gets his prize, submission to his psychopathic will to power over others. This is just the beginning of the felt presence of tyranny. For it is not the tyrant who will punish those who are out of line, but rather one's own family, friends, and neighbors who will gladly rise to the occasion to carry out the greatest social good in the name of adherence to authority. The tyrant delights in his ability to simply express an order, no matter how grotesque, and know that formerly reasonable and upright people will carry out his will without question. Do you not see the chipping away of freedom taking place? Do you really believe you'll be given back the freedoms you've taken for granted after they have been taken from you? I've studied fear-based trauma-induced compliance for 20 years. It's my estimation that this particular Trojan horse is an identical psychological operation taking place using trauma and fear as its main driving components. Do you notice the glaring patterns of history being replayed yet again? Does 9/11 ring a bell? I haven't the space in this dissertation to express the many instances of fear triumphing over freedom. You may find countless examples in one history book after another. How many more lockdowns will occur this year or in the years to come? Will this become a yearly exercise until old age has accepted the iron cage of self-quarantine and all valor has wilted on the vine and in the hearts of free men? Will the sirens sound and, like lemmings, we march into our homes and barricade the doors until the all clear is announced through your slave phone or surf tablet? Enter the bureaucrats, the experts, the drug pushers, those who know what is best for you and yours. More akin to used car salesmen, the overthrow of the herd through their unelected psychotic direction and manipulation is now at hand. The little man syndrome, in all its blatant psychopathic glory, has been laid bare for all to see, at least for those with eyes and a conscience to do so. The snitches are glorified, even rewarded.
Please continue to let us know at coronavirus.lacity.org/business-violation. You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
The police and military mobilized, the centralized power grab rises far faster than the cases of illness or even death. You now take your orders from the voice in the television. The still small voice in your head is smothered to death as you no longer recognize your own conscience, but rather that of the little man asking, "How is your compliance going today? Are your chains comfortable?" The Faustians have pulled off the greatest bait and switch ever attempted, and they did it without firing a single shot. The collective fear and shame of the people handed them the single greatest victory ever won, without even so much as a single battle being fought on any field, anywhere. Pure genius. Even I stand in awe by this display as my friends pontificate in their grandstanding protestations. People should be punished for violating the orders of their new masters. The master-slave dynamic just blazed up like a tornadic inferno amidst the heat of midsummer, and it is showing no signs of abating anytime soon. Tyranny never rests, whilst free men grow apathetic. Few will even notice that freedom has all but slipped away through their fingers as they espouse their duty to become one social organism acting and performing the same recommendations all together in this. Yet they are incapable of even a modicum of self-reflection. If one violates the will of those doing the recommending, fines and jail time will be their lot, and the people will cheer. How much longer until death squads take to the streets to control those pesky free thinkers who venture out from their homes? Fire up the furnaces. The mob now polices the world from the comfort of their collective living rooms. "We should conform to the will of society," someone recently said. In truth, I am incapable of conforming to something I find to be profoundly sick, psychopathic, and incapable of logical and reasonable thought and feeling. To suggest otherwise is an affront to my soul. I will not comply. No. Freedom is not a feeling, rather it is an idea. This ages-old idea is what drives humanity forward, implanted in the hearts of men by the Creator itself. It cannot be halted, ever. There have always been those who delight in taking freedom away from their fellow man. Like wild animals, they will gnash their teeth and lick their claws for the once-in-a-lifetime chance to rip it from the breast of another. They believe that by killing the freedom of their fellow man, they are somehow strengthening their own, when in fact, are only fortifying their own chains. The slave must adhere to the master, and he will ensure that you do as well, even if it means your death for assurance to his own self-imposed bondage. And so, the tyrant must also hearken to his slaves. The reward is the mutual bondage of each to the other, a perpetual sickness wrought with misdeeds and vile torments unworthy of the soul of a true human. Here is the list of what has already come from this plandemic. Suggestions of a digital currency and a one-world government. Forced vaccinations in order to reintegrate individuals safely back into society. Medical martial law. Draconian forced quarantine measures. Fines and jail time for violations of mere ever-changing recommendations, not laws. Mayors and governors usurping natural rights and liberties for enforced crackdowns. Closure of non-essential businesses without clear definition, such as gun stores and churches. Violations of the fundamental rights of American citizens. Violations of freedom of worship, speech, and the right to assemble and petition, especially regarding the Second Amendment. Lockdowns, shutdowns based on zero evidence but that of the central authorities' claims. Mass destruction of small businesses nationwide. Intermediate extended timeframes for quarantines by decree alone. Obliteration of the founding principles of liberty and natural rights enshrined in the United States Constitution, endowed by the Creator of man. Facial recognition and biometric scanning technology implemented. Democrat communist agenda moving full steam ahead, modeled after communist China. Takeover of medical response systems worldwide through centralized government. Plutocratic and technocratic controls in full effect as smart city grids are implemented following Agenda 21. If we do not safeguard our liberties, then who will? There is no case of a government that did not eventually turn on its own people. We are in extraordinary times, and it is up to each and every one of us to weigh on our hearts the decisions we will make that concern our destiny, our future, and the future of our children and grandchildren. I ask you to consider the following points made in this video. Let not our epitaph read, "Freedom was murdered, all in the name of safety."